Let's face it, life looks a little different.
During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy.
So we don't miss out on what matters.
Like having game night at home.
Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest.
Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot.
Find out more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
WMFO in Medford.
Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
All over my hands and my face. Just imagine it.
I only like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
What about Anne? She knows how to have a good time. And how to make the fellow with her relax, have fun too. Yes, that's what a boy likes. He wants to know he's appreciated.
Free socks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
It's my show. I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
Oh, you've been such a good girl. Give mommy a little kiss. Yeah.
Well, but my boyfriend, we just do it raw. We like it raw.
What is this? I've never heard of any music like this in my life before. And if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Millions layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO Medford 91.5 FM。
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastic.
Strawberry.
I think the important thing about a date is to have a good time.
You don't need to spend a lot of money to do that. He's my prince, he's my god, but it's so complicated. He's my hero, he's my idol, but I thought he would win. He's wearing a jewel crown, he's Christian's star.
welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial and WMFO.org on the web. I'm your host, Edward Buechert, and in case you didn't already know it, what we do here on a Plastic Sushi Sound Collage is to always start off with some Japanese music, and then we go genre jumping our way through a freeform mix of jazz, rock, funk, punk, electronic, country, disco, as many different genres as we can that match our theme du jour. And then we mix in audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real-world historical events, who knows where, in between and on top of the music. You know, Valentine's Day is coming up. And if there's one subject that broadly dominates popular music, it would have to be human relationships. Yes, that mysterious human emotion called love, as well as related feelings like lust, jealousy, revenge, and obsession when things don't go so smoothly. And this week, we're going to be exploring all of them. The theme is, well, it's the not quite Valentine's Day spectacular. And our audio clips from who knows where tonight, in particular, are going to include samples from some 1950s so-called educational films that I found on the internet at archive.org. One of them's called Dating Do's and Don'ts, and another one's called How to Be Popular. Oh, yes, before we go any further, the new WMFO schedule is in effect, and my favorite, thanks so much to the WMFO executive board, particularly our programming director, Lauren, and our general manager, Lucy, and also our operations director, Charlie Ewald, who I'm speaking to you from a microphone that he just repaired recently. So kudos to him for that. And then another thing I wanted to mention is that my favorite electronic music of the show of the last few years here on WMFO is back. Button Pushers with Harrison and Diego. I haven't listened to it, but they're on Thursday nights at 10 p.m. now. They graduated and then they went off the air, but now they're back as community members. So, woohoo! Higher status and all. Ha 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 ha. Okay, and some shout-outs to Tim Coleman in Arlington and down in Smithtown, New York, Philip, Dylan, and Ryan. And then close by here in Medford, Chuck and Diane. A little further out in Medford, Arthur. And then John Fisk in Beverly. We began the show with a Japanese band, of course. My favorite Japanese female trio, Shonen Knife. And a song called Quavers. Yeah, bringing on those heady, energetic, amphetamine-like feelings that come from having a crush on somebody. One of the most exhilarating feelings human beings can experience. Another one, generally more dangerous, of course, is having power over other people. Sometimes love intersects with that. We have got so much great music for you this evening. We're going to be hearing from Bing Crosby and Astrud Gilberto, D-Light, the Dixie Chicks, some Devo going out to DJ Chris Major, and also Peaches, the Prodigy, Fleetwood Mac, the Cars, the Clash, and even two AC/DC songs. Sorry, John. But they really match this theme this evening. So, yeah, let's get the rest of your not-quite-Valentine's-Day sound collage party going with a song that is absolutely pure J-pop. Japanese pop, the kind of highly commercial pop music that used to be big in Japan. And it's a wonderfully produced, and this is Puffy Ami Yumi, a duo, a female duo. And please, with me, revel in the production of this perfect J-pop song about love. Here on WMFO in Medford! Top Freeform Radio!
It's spring again, and birds on the wing again start to sing again the old melody. I love you. That's the song of songs, and it all belongs to you and me. Again, and birds on the wing again start to sing again the old melody. I love you. That's the song of songs, and it all belongs to you.
Well, today, I thought I'd teach you some more.
thinks that she has the key to popularity, parking in cars with the boys at night.
Never trust the stars when you're about to fall in love. Look for hidden signs or you begin to sigh. Never trust the moon when you're about to taste his kiss. He knows all the lines and lips so often lie.
She dates all the boys, and he feels less important.
I'll take good care of her, Mrs. Ames. I'll take good care of her, Mrs. Ames.
After all, a girl likes to know you've had a good time.
Seducing teen girls online is easy. A lot of them feel so lonely and misunderstood. I don't even need to lie about my age. They're just glad they're talking to someone.
Someone older I can trust. They're more mature than the guys at my school and understand me better than other
teen girls are very trusting. You just have to tell them they're beautiful and special and you can wear down whatever suspicions they have.
Have an understanding of real love. It's not all about looks. They know that doesn't matter when you're totally in love.
Love is the final piece of the puzzle. They believe anything I tell them because
I don't see why you shouldn't meet someone you totally trust. I mean, if someone really cares about you, there's no danger in
meeting them. No matter how long it takes, is always the goal. Once I get them to meet me, well, that's when things get really interesting.
Online predators know what they're doing. Do you?
1 in 5 kids online is sexually solicited. Don't believe the type. Visit cybertipline.com to learn more. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
You're tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme sound collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Non-Commercial Community Radio. Our theme this week, well, it's the not quite Valentine's Day show. We're playing you songs about love, as well as related feelings like lust, jealousy, revenge, and obsession. We began that set with a song about love so pure by the Japanese duo Puffy AmiYumi from their Illustrated History album. And then we went way back with Bing Crosby and I Love You Truly. We followed that with what an incredibly rockin' song by Queen, Tie Your Mother Down. I love that riff, which actually the Brian May, the guitarist who wrote that song, he was working on that for a while, and it was a Rory Gallagher, a guitarist who he really liked, a riff inspired by him, and he just kept working on it and encouraged by Freddie Mercury, and he had that line in his head, Tie Your Mother Down, and, well, what a great song that was. Then Astrud Gilberto, my favorite female jazz singer ever, Only Trust Your Heart from her Jazz Round Midnight album. And then a controversial song, but right smack in our theme, yes, The Prodigy and Smack My Bitch Up. The video for that starts off, it's, you don't see who the protagonist actually is, but you see him getting up and driving a car and really crazy behavior in the streets and then going into a bar and being rude to people and going up to a woman and smacking her and everything. And then the end of the video turns around and it turns out that it's actually a woman who's doing all of that. And then we finish the set with one of the scariest public service messages from the Ad Council about online sexual exploitation. And then backing me up, yes, I didn't mention it before, but all of our ambiance this evening, the music that I play while I'm talking, is going to be from the composer Anton Dvorak. And right now we're hearing the Largo piece of performed by the Slovak Philharmonic Orchestra. And yes. So, what we're going to be hearing in the next set there is an AC/DC song that I'll send out to John Fisk. Yeah, ha 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 ha. He's not much of an AC/DC fan, but it's my my remix, my husband's fantasy remix of their song Play Ball. A lot of audio clips in there. And then we're going to hear another song by Queen from their album A Night at the Opera. A deep cut. That's the one with Bohemian Rhapsody. But yeah, I'm not going to play that. And we're going to conclude the set with my remix of Van Halen's Everybody Wants Some. My Plastic Sushi Big Dark One remix with Elizabeth Hicks and Lila Lay, two actresses contributing the audio clips from who knows where. And let's see. So we're going to start off the set with a version of an old English folk song that there's many variations in the story it's telling. It's called Maddie Groves, and I want to thank Chuck Yu for initially turning me on to this song. A version by Doc Watson in one of his compilation sets, and it was introduced by his friend Liz, who sadly passed away. But that was my introduction to it. But it's about Little Musgrave, or he's also called Maddie Groves, Little Matthew Grew, and other variations. So he goes to church on a holy day, and he sees the Lord Bernard's wife, who's definitely the fairest lady there, and he realizes she's attracted to him. And she invites him to spend the night with her, and he's kind of hesitant, but he agrees when she tells him that her husband is away. And so he thinks it's going to be going on there. But her page overhears that, and he decides to go out to find the Lord Bernard, and he tells him that, little Musgrave is in bed with his wife. And Lord Bernard promises the page a large reward if he's telling the truth, and to hang him if he's lying. So Lord Bernard and his men go back to his home, where he surprises the two lovers in bed. And he tells little Maddie Groves to dress, because he doesn't want to be accused of killing a naked man. And Musgrove says he doesn't have a weapon, and Lord Bernard gives him the better of his two swords. And in the subsequent duel, little Musgrave wounds Lord Bernard, but he's quickly killed by the Lord. So then the Lord takes his wife, sits him on his lap, and says whether she still prefers little Musgrove to him. And, she says she'd prefer a kiss from that dead man's lips to her husband, because she doesn't like his kin. So he kills her too. And then maybe he says he regrets what he's done, but he orders them, the two lovers, to be buried together in a single grave with the lady atop, because she came of the better kin. In some versions, the Lord Bernard, kills himself, or he finds his own infant son dead in his wife's body. There's many different versions of this. Some omit certain details, but that's the basic story, and there's so many details to ponder. How old is this fair lady? In the Doc Watson version, which ends with her daring to kill, I wonder if she's, like, really young. Like 16 or 15 or 14, maybe? The Lord's certainly a lot older. It's basically an arranged marriage with him always going out on the camp. And, well, I've told you enough. Let's get this song going for you here. The Fairport Convention version of Maddie Groves here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Free on the high holy day. This is the Doc Watson version.
Little Maddie Groves had gone to church. Holy words for to hear. Holy words for to hear. The first to come down was dressed in red, and the second one dressed in green. The third to come down was Lord Daniel's wife, as fair as any queen, just as fair as any queen.
Matty Groves says to one of his men, see the fair one dressed in white. Although she is Lord Daniel's wife, I'll be with her tonight. I'll be with her tonight. Well, the little foot page was a-standing by, and he heard every word that was said. He says, Lord Daniel shall know tonight before I go to bed, before I go to bed. Had 15 miles far to go that night, and 10 of them he run. He run till he come to the broke down bridge. Then he bent to his breast and he swum. He bent to his breast and he swum. He swum till he come to where the grass was green. He took to his feet and he run. He run till he come to Lord Daniel's gate. He rattled at the bells and the rung. He rattled at the bells and the rung. What news, what news? Lord Daniel says, what news to me have you brung? Little Matty Groves is in the bed with your wife, and their hearts both beat as one, and their hearts both beat as one. Now if the truth you've told to me, a rich man you shall be. But if a lie you've told to me, I'll hang you to a tree. I'll hang you to a tree. He gathered him up about 50 good men. He done it with a free good will. Then he popped his bugle unto his lips, and he blowed it loud and shrill. He blowed it loud and shrill. I'd better get up, said a little Matty Groves. I better get up and go. I know your husband is coming home, for I hear his bugle blow. I hear his bugle blow. Lay down, my precious one, lay down and go to sleep. It's only my father's shepherd's horn, and he's a-calling for his sheep. He's a-calling for his sheep. So they lay down together again, and they soon were fast asleep. And when they awoke, it was broad daylight, Lord Daniel at their feet, Lord Daniel at their feet. Get up from there, you naked man, and put you on some clothes. I never intend for to have it said that a naked man I slow, that a naked man I slow. Give me a chance, said little Matty Groves, a chance to fight for my life. For there you have two very fine swords, and me not as much as a knife, and me not as much as a knife. Oh yes, I have two very fine swords, and they cost me deep in the purse. You may have the finest one, and I will take the worst. Yes, I will take the worst. Then Matty Groves struck the very first lick, and he wounded Lord Daniel's sword. Lord Daniel struck the very next lick, and he drove Matty Groves to the floor. He drove Matty Groves to the floor. Then he taken his lady by the hand, and he set her on his knee. And he says, now which do you love the best, little Matty Groves or me? Little Matty Groves or me? Farewell, I like your rosy cheeks. Farewell, I like your chin. But better I love little Matty Groves than you and all of your kin. Than you and all of your kin. You can dig my grave on a pretty green hill. Dig it wide and deep.
and put little Maddie Groves in my arms. Lord Daniel at my feet, Lord Daniel at my feet.
What's your fantasy tonight, dear?
Well, I was thinking of something different. Like, I wanted you to portray a little girl.
Someone wants to leave as bad as you want them to stay. You know how much I love you, but I know you don't love me, and I know it's just a matter of time before you leave. But how do I stand aside and just let you walk away? But I know you won't leave as bad as I want you to stay. And there's nothing quite as sad as a one-sided love, when one don't love at all and the other loves too much. It's a sad situation, I must say, when someone wants to leave as bad as you want them to stay. What do you say
could leave as bad as you want them to stay. Hey.
This one the other day.